Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Crazy night in New York City last night. The final mayoral debate between the LoveGov / nursing home serial killer, Mandami the Commie. And also, it was, of course, Curtis Sliwa, whose red beret is not walking away, not anytime soon anyway. All right, welcome back. Glad you're here for our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Want to remind you, 1 week from tomorrow, we are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our Halloween spectacular show. Want you to join us for that. It's going to be a blast. And 50% off rooms, so you can stay over Friday night, you can stay over Saturday night, no minimum stay required at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I'll see you a week from tomorrow. So the LoveGov / nursing home serial killer, Andrew Cuomo, he said that President Trump would knock Mandami on his tuchus. And he knows about knocking people on their tuchus.
The difference on this question is I've actually lived it, and I've done it with President Trump over many years through the most difficult situation that this country has gone through, COVID plus. You're wrong. You're going to have to confront President Trump. He is hyper-aggressive, and he is going to overstep his bounds. And you are going to have to confront him. And you can beat him. I confronted him, and I have beaten him. He was going to quarantine New York during COVID, and I stopped him. He was going to cut aid to federal programs, and I stopped him. But you also want to be in a place where you can cooperate on good things, because we need federal help if we're going to save our city and rebuild our city. President Trump has to respect you. He sent the National Guard into 20 cities. City he didn't send it into? New York. Because I talked to him and I said, we don't need you here. He has said he'll take over New York if Mandami wins. And he will, because he has no respect for him. He thinks he's a kid and he's going to knock him on his tuchus. So it is a balance. But you're going to have to be adversarial when you need to. But you want to cooperate to get good things done in this city. And you need federal help.
He's going to knock him on his tuchus. The thing about Mandami, the Commie, Trump does hate him. There's no doubt about that. And everybody's going to hate him soon, except for the wackos who elect the guy and then they'll stand with him. No doubt about that. But, Mandami is nuts. Sliwa had a good line last night when he went after Mandami over his lack of experience. I thought that was really good. He also pointed out that he's got literally nothing on his resume. Nothing.
I heard the both of them again fighting like kids in the schoolyard. Joran, your resume could fit on a cocktail napkin. And Andrew... failures could fill a public school library in New York City.
There you go.
The both of them
there you go. I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. He's also not going anywhere. Somebody asked me, is he going to drop out of the race? No, he's not going. He's not going to drop. No. Now, here's one of Mandami's many word salads from last night over when he was pressed on education. So this is the commie. Go ahead.
Mr. Mamdani, you said you would give up mayoral control of schools and share decision making with various stakeholders. But in the last debate, you said you're still for mayoral accountability for educational outcomes. This has confused some people about how you can give up final authority but still hold yourself accountable. Can you try to clarify that?
I remain opposed to mayoral control, and I also believe that the mayor is accountable for that which happens in this city. I will not shirk that accountability, even when we are putting together a system that has greater involvement for parents, for educators, for students. Look, one in 300 Americans is a student in the New York City public school system. This is a system where we are failing to deliver excellence to students, to teachers, to parents, and it is time to have a mayor who understands not only the crisis in front of us, but the fact that we have to change our ways if we want to change our results. And that is what we are running on, a plan for the future, not to simply relitigate the past.
So you are going to take over the schools or you're not going to take over the schools? I'm trying to understand. I really am. I want to understand this. But as the LoveGov/nursing home serial killer said, that guy, he's a great actor. That guy is a great actor.
Zoran is a great actor. He missed his calling. Freeze the rent sounds great. Yeah, it affects about 25% of the number of housing units in the city of New York. It's not a new idea. Bill de Blasio did it. It turned out to be a debacle. And it does nothing for 75% of the units. And for the 25, it just postpones the increase and actually causes us to lose units because landlords took them off the market.
I ask you to address the homeless children question, and we will get to rent freeze.
He's a great actor. He is a great actor. He also went after him for being a snake oil salesman. You never had a job. You've done nothing with your life. You're a freaking loser.
I understand my friend doesn't really understand government. The governor doesn't build housing in New York City.
Not if it's you.
No, legally, there are jurisdictions. The governor doesn't pick up trash. He doesn't run the fire department. That's what the mayor does. The mayor builds housing. The state allocates funding for localities. And I allocated more funding for housing than any governor in the history of the state of New York. All right. I did things. You have never had a job. You've never accomplished anything. There's no reason to believe you have any merit or qualification for 8.5 million lives. You don't know how to run a government. You don't know how to handle an emergency. And you've literally never proposed a bill on anything that you're not talking about in your campaign. You had the worst attendance record in the assembly. And you gave yourselves the highest raise in the United States of America. You went from $110,000 to $140,000. And then you never showed up for work and you missed 80% of the votes.
That's good money. Good money.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame on you. And believe me, if there's anyone who knows shame, it's me. It's me. Believe me when I tell you, I know shame. Speaking of shame, it was some shame when Mandami brought over some of the women that the LoveGov had harassed in his time as governor. That got a little awkward last night.
Mr. Cuomo, in 2021, 13 different women who worked in your administration credibly accused you of sexual harassment. Since then, you have spent more than $20 million in taxpayer funds to defend yourself, all while describing these allegations as entirely political. You have even gone so far as to legally go after these women. One of those women, Charlotte Bennett, is here in the audience this evening.
Oh.
You sought to access her private gynecological records. She cannot speak up for herself because you lodged a defamation case against her. I, however, can speak. What do you say to the 13 women that you sexually harassed?
Well, that's awkward.
If you want to be in government, then you have to be serious and mature.
and you're not. And serious and mature means that I get to cop a fee on the elevator. Or kill your parents in a nursing home. That's maturity. That's what we call progress. Maturity and progress. Now, Mandami was asked to denounce Sharia law. And he just tries to desperately avoid the question.
Sharia law.
What is Sharia law?
Yes. I'm denouncing them. I'm asking you.
I am running.
I know, but I'm asking you. That's the point. If you're going to run for mayor, you have to denounce it. You denounce that.
What is Sharia law?
I come from a political tradition Donald Trump describes as the enemy within. We came here to remake this state in the image of our people.
Police think about Zara, because I know that's like a little contentious.
This is what they think. You're a city employee. You get told what to do. Shut up. When did you get an opinion?
That's the caucus director for Mandami. Who cares what they think? Who cares what they think, huh? Who cares? Now, Curtis Sliwa butchered Mandami's name and then went after his free buses argument during the debate last night. Take a listen.
Sure, first off, Zoran, I get a good belly laugh.
Zoran.
Oh, all right. I'll keep practicing.
I gotcha.
I get a good belly laugh every time I hear you say free fare in the subways. Half the people don't pay anyway. How about fare enforcement? I'm the only one who says we have all kinds of fare programs for the indigent and the poor. But if you don't pay your fare, there needs to be enforcement. And by the way, I've taken the subway almost every day of my life since I was 5. The worst time was the summer of 2017. The summer of hell, Andrew Cuomo,
right,
when
Curtis.
You were running the subway system as the head of the MTA. I don't trust you with anything to do with mass transit.
How would you make it better?
Oh, very simply. Everybody pays their fare, enforcement, more cops in the subway system. And by the way, we can get more people to voluntarily actually sponsor their subway system stations, clean it up and beautify them and add some life so the community has input into the subway that they have to go through the sleaze and slime all the time.
It's a good answer. It really is. I mean, look, he'd be a great mayor. He would. He'd be a great mayor. I hope to God he wins. He's not going to win, but I hope to God he wins. I really do. I mean, this is a very, very, very tough thing to hear and see. And then, you know, as you're watching all this too, and you're looking at Curtis versus Cuomo, and I don't know if you heard Dawn Sensland mention it today, but Cuomo was on Larry Menti's show, and he said he would offer Sliwa a job in his administration. And Sliwa said his response was, "I'd rather be impaled than work for Andrew Cuomo." That's what he said. "I'd rather be impaled than work for Andrew Cuomo." So in other words, it's probably not going to happen. And he went after Cuomo during the debate last night.
Of more than 100,000 children in the New York City public school system being homeless. That means it began when Andrew Cuomo was the governor. And what did he do? What did he do about it? He did not do anything. He spent more money on a singing water fountain at LaGuardia Airport than he did on the average cost of an affordable housing unit. That is the record that we have in display. And what we need is a change in this city, not more of the same.
Yeah, bro, if I may, please. The homeless issue, number of homeless since I left, has more than doubled during his administration and the state's administration. Since I left, homeless rate has more than doubled. When I left, the vacancy rate on housing was 4.5%. It's now 1%. This man never even proposed a bill on housing or education. Never even proposed a bill.
Keep going back and forth between the two of you. Mr. Sliwa, it's your turn.
Andrew, you didn't leave. You fled from being impeached in the state legislature.
Boom.
You fled.
Curtis.
That's
boom.
On topic, because I'm the only candidate up here who's been into many of the over 300 Department of Homeless Services shelters, and the family shelters are unsafe for the families there. We have to make them safer. We have to bring teachers into the shelter. Many times.
I love that. You fled. You fled because you were going to get impeached. He did. I mean, that's Probably something he regrets, I would imagine. This is the Big Story of the Hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. VanariaDental.com. He's the man. He's going to give you a great, great smile. Go see him today. All right. Jack Cittarelli. He's got a big bus tour coming up. He's going to be taking the bus all over New Jersey, North Jersey, South Jersey, Central. There's no such thing as Central Jersey. The Shore. He's going to be going all around starting this weekend, and he's going to be going everywhere. Maybe we'll even get some time on the bus with Jack, and maybe we will also be able to hang out a little bit with him. And yeah, we'll certainly have him on the show, like I said, at Cape May on Friday for our Halloween spectacular. Not in person, because he doesn't need to be in Cape May. He just did a big rally in Cape May. But we'll definitely get to talk to him that day for sure. He's busy. My goal here is to help him in every way I possibly can. I don't need to be greedy with his time. Byron Donald did a great job helping him yesterday at the Dynator. So when we get back, I'm going to get into some of that with you. The Jack Cittarelli and Byron Donald's Diner Tour, it was a big success. It was a really big success. But there's no doubt in my mind, this race is winnable. Somebody asked me today, is he going to win? I said, I don't know if he's going to win. I think he can win. I think he definitely can win. There's no doubt in my mind. He can win. Jack's got the momentum. He's got what it takes, and it just, people just have to turn out and vote. That's what has to happen. If they turn out and vote, then he can win. If they don't, well, then he won't. All right. That's what we got going on here. We'll talk more about that as we continue along with the show on our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I love a good diner. Who doesn't love a good diner? You got to love a good diner. That's a Jersey thing. A Philly thing, too. We love our diners. We love our diners. And Jack Cittarelli and Byron Donalds were hanging out at the diner. And Jack was making a joke about Taylor Ham and pork roll. Because don't forget, Mikey Sherrill said, pork roll. Pork roll is so gross. It's so gross. I like pork roll. It's gross. That's gross. We'll get into that. Caroline Leavitt at the White House press briefing earlier today, talking about the shutdown, the effect of the shutdown, everything that's going on with that. And Speaker Mike Johnson talking about air traffic controllers who are really struggling right now and have to get second jobs. Not good as we're getting closer and closer to the busy Thanksgiving travel season.
Air traffic controllers, some people call the policemen of our skies, they have been showing up at work without pay. And news reports have suggested that these men and women are seeking outside employment just to keep their families afloat. Some of them are working these long shifts, and then they're hopping in a car and driving for Uber, or they're delivering for DoorDash all night. And you just have to think about what a heavy thing that is. These men and women have one of the most stressful jobs in America. They cannot be 99.5% accurate or 99.9% accurate. They have to be 100% accurate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now they're being forced to work longer hours, take on multiple jobs, and maintain the same level of excellence. Again, all while Democrats hold their paychecks hostage. This is what one air traffic controller said in their own words in an article, quote, "The financial anxiety doesn't just hurt morale. It directly affects safety. When someone responsible for thousands of lives a day is worrying about whether they can pay rent or feed their kids, focus suffers. Controllers were already underwater with pay and staffing before the shutdown, and now we're drowning," unquote.
Not good. That's not good. Not a good situation for our air traffic controllers, but Democrats do not seem to care. They don't care. They don't care. That's the bottom line. Oh, you know, one of my favorite parts of the press briefing today was, you know, this notion is that Trump is just sending in the troops to all these cities against their will. And, you know, even whether they want to do something on crime or not. I'd say I was asked a question about Philadelphia. And I said to Todd Pyro the other day, I said, look, I just don't know why any mayor or governor would not want the help. But if anything, the people that should be most upset are the people that don't live there who are paying for the federal surge because it's expensive. Well, we don't have to worry about that with San Francisco because the president spoke to the mayor. And because of that, now they are not going to do a federal surge in the city. See, I mean, this is not tyranny here. He wants to see these cities cleaned up if the mayors and governors are willing to do their job and if they want to be partners in it. President's more than happy to do so. I don't really understand the problem. I think what you're seeing, though, is you're seeing grandstanding people like J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson, Chicago, who are just using this as an opportunity to grandstand, to take on the president and to battle him. Because they don't care about the people in the neighborhoods who are actually affected by crime. They don't. They side with the criminals. And J.B. Pritzker's point of view is he just wants to battle Trump because he wants to run for president. Brandon Johnson literally is one of those guys, another, you know, Soros-funded lunatic who thinks that the criminals are the victims of society. Let's be honest. That's exactly what it is. You know it, and I know it. And he'll knock you on your tuchus.
The president hopes, and I've said this so many times, and I think the president's conversation with the San Francisco mayor last night and his state. prove the president is willing to work with anyone across the aisle, across the country, to do the right thing and clean up America's cities. He is genuinely interested in this effort to make our streets safer, to make our cities safe and clean again. And he heard from the mayor last night, who told him that he is going to earnestly try to make his city better on his own. The president heard him out. He said, okay, I'll give you a chance. We'll be watching, and if you need us, we are here. And if I feel as though you continue to fail your citizens, the federal government may have to step in. But we'll continue to watch San Francisco, and that law enforcement operation has now been paused.
There you go. I mean, the law enforcement surge has been paused. I don't think it's unreasonable. I really don't. I don't think it's unreasonable in any way, shape, or form for the president to want to work with people. Now, the FBI director, Kash Patel, has announced that there was a big scandal regarding the NBA. We talked about that a little bit earlier in the show, but in case you're just joining us, the FBI announced more than 30 people, including NBA coach Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier, have been arrested as part of a gambling investigation linked to the mafia. Linked the mafia? The hell's the mafia? There's no such thing as the mafia. And what Kash Patel said was that we're here to deal with this because, I'll see if I can find the quote here. We're here in New York to announce a historic arrest across a wide sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Cosa Nostra. I don't know what that is. La Cosa Nostra. Anyway, the fraud allegedly involved illegal sports betting and rigged poker games. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nasella, said defendants participated in a nationwide scheme to rig games using high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. This alleged illegal gambling operation hustled unwitting victims out of tens of millions of dollars and created a financial pipeline for La Cosa Nostra to help fund and facilitate their organized criminal activity. Good for La Cosa Nostra. I mean, I'm just saying they're getting with the modern times and the modern technology. You don't often think of the mafia in terms of that. You think of them as analog, not digital. I'm just saying. I'm impressed. It's a big part of the story that I don't think is getting enough attention. The fact that the mob is now coming into the 21st century. In the old days, it used to be just, you know, prostitution, gambling. These things were considered harmless vices, you know. But this drugs is a bad thing. But now you're getting into modern technology. So I'm sure the mafia will be all over. Not that they're real, but artificial intelligence, too. I'm just saying. Not all Italians are in the mob. Just the ones that I was related to. How about Andrea Bocelli singing for President Trump in the Oval Office, huh? That man's got the greatest voice. I love Bocelli. We throw him on every Sunday when we're cooking dinner. We're making our big Italian dinners. We throw him on every Sunday, and he sings for the president. Beautiful. I mean, not every Sunday he sings for the president. I mean, he sings for us in our house. Now, if you ever get a chance to see him live, it is highly, I definitely recommend it. I saw him at the Wells Fargo Center a few years ago. I saw him at Madison Square Garden a few years ago. I don't think anyone compared him to a Nazi then. They probably will now that he was in the Oval Office with the president. Genius, a lawyer. Father told him he needed to have a what do you call it, like a backup plan. So he went to law school, and he never had to practice law, which is good because I think he's much happier being a quite successful opera singer. I'd venture to guess. I don't know. I venture to guess Bocelli's got a few bucks. His son Matteo Bocelli, who is definitely the lesser Bocelli, but he sings with his father a lot, and they make some very beautiful music together. Very beautiful music when they sing together. And but obviously he is the, you know, the lesser of the Bocellis, because his dad is just, you know. But I'd still go see Matteo. In fact, I may, actually. I heard he's coming to our area. So, what else? So, oh, the diner tour. Yeah, Jack Titterelli, the diner tour with Byron Donalds, with B-Dog. In this part of New Jersey, we call it Taylor Ham.
Diner, which are iconic here in New Jersey, and he knows that we're in this part of New Jersey in a diner, it's Taylor Ham. Now, in the spirit of full disclosure, we'll be in South Jersey in a little while, and then it's going to be pork roll. And I know you understand. But this man's going to be the next governor of the Florida.
And you remember Mikey Sherrill?
What it is.
I've had this fight multiple times. Nobody wants pork roll.
Yeah, thank you.
Who eats pork roll?
Not me.
I think that's gross.
I don't even know what it is.
I've had this fight multiple times. Nobody wants pork roll.
I do. Actually, I'd crush a pork roll sandwich right now. I'm starving. It's almost to the end of the show. But I'm just saying, I love me some pork roll. Pork roll and cheese? Great. But Jack is right, though. In North Jersey, it's Taylor Ham. That's okay. That's all right. You can respect the culture, the various culture. The diner tour with Byron Donalds was a really big success. And Byron Donalds ripped into Mikey Sherrill, just like he did on our show the other day, for being the fraud that she is.
You got somebody running on the other side of the political aisle that I work with. She's voted for every terrible policy of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the auto pen and Nancy Pelosi. She supports boys and girls sports. She supports trans and kids. She supports wide open borders. She supports putting illegal aliens over you. She will not back your law enforcement. She will not make sure that your kids get the
hear that crowd? That crowd is great. That crowd is fired up. That crowd is fired up. I love it. I think it's fantastic. And then after they went and spoke to Fox News, who covered the Diners tour with Byron Donalds and Jack Cittarelli.
Democrats, they don't know what they stand for. They don't know what they believe in. You have somebody like Jack's opponent. All she wants is to still have boys and women in women's sports. She still wants to trans kids. She voted for every radical policy that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi supported. She voted for all of it. You can't have that kind of leadership in states. We need real conservative, common sense policy leading states. That'll make New Jersey great again. A great New Jersey helps America across the board.
How do you feel about the fact that she's made this election all about a referendum on President Trump?
I think that's a stupid strategy, and let me tell you why. He's secured the border. That's what the American people wanted, even the people in New Jersey. He's done that. Our economy is sound and getting better every single day. That's what all Americans want. Inflation finally got that under control. That's what everybody wants. Gas prices, they're down to the lowest level since the last time he was president of the United States. That helps people. That helps families. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what your race is. So if she wants to make it about President Trump, that's foolish. But let's be very clear. This race is about Jack Cittarelli, because Jack Cittarelli is the man that can lead this state into the future. Mikey Sherrill, I don't even know what she stands for. Nobody does.
You know, there's another aspect to this, too. The people that hate Trump, that cake was baked a long time ago, and they're voting for Sherrill. The people that are kind of lukewarm on Trump, they're not going to vote against Jack based on their feelings about Trump. They're just not. I mean, they may not like Trump. They may not like a lot of the things he does. But unless you have that vitriolic hatred of him, in which case, then you're voting Democrat. You're always voting Democrat. But let's not forget the people that love Trump, the diehard MAGA. They turn out in this election, Jack's chances go up exponentially. And he knows that. Jack knows that. That's why he has not shied away from President Trump in any way, shape, or form. He's been embracing him, and he has been absolutely 100% behind him in this case. So I think that's great. I really do. I think it's really important to note that Jack will work with the. I mean, we have an opportunity to have a Republican governor working with a Republican president in the White House. And let's not forget, crime is going to be a huge issue in this race. It's going to be a huge issue. And Larry Krasner and the news coverage that we're getting over Larry Krasner and the crime in Philadelphia, well, South Jersey's seeing that. Like I've said, they're turning on their TV and they're watching that. They're watching that. They see that. So I'm of the opinion that Jack's chances are really good going into the final here, as they say, the final days of the campaign. And as he launches his big bus tour and he goes all around, I think he's going to do very, very well. I'm bullish on his chances. I like Jack personally. I've known Jack a long time. I've gotten the opportunity to know him outside of politics in the sense that, you know, we went to a couple Phillies games together over the years, and he's been on my show. He's been with us in person at the Grand Hotel of K May, which will be back again on Friday. Don't forget, 50% off your room Friday night and Saturday night too. But you don't have to stay two nights. You can just stay one night if you want, but 50% off rooms. So I've got to know Jack. I think Jack will do a great job. I really do. He'll stand up to Trump if he needs to on something, but I just don't see him needing to. I think he's going to work with Trump, because why wouldn't you? You have an opportunity here to have a president who you can work with on things like getting energy going again, which is what the state needs. And Mikey Sherrill will get in there, and what she will do is not only will she'll be another J.B. Pritzker in the sense that she'll stand up day in and day out, and she'll bash Trump, and she'll say that she's going to work against him, and she's going to be the opposition. And that is purely selfish on Mikey Sherrill's part, because she will want to run for president. You think she wants to be governor? She doesn't want to be governor of New Jersey. She wants to run for president. This is just a stop along the way. All right, more to come as we wrap up our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Now, as we're all getting ready to have dinner, and maybe you've already had dinner, maybe you're listening as you cook dinner, maybe you are lucky enough to have already had dinner. I've not eaten yet, but you should know this. Your diet's impact on the planet depends on where you live. Look up your city. Yes, the Washington Compost, doing what the Washington Compost does best, publish nonsense. Researchers have documented for years that eating beef, pork, and chicken has a significant environmental impact, especially when it comes to heating the planet. Did you know that? Significant impact when it comes to heating the planet. But it's far from a uniform impact. What you eat and where you eat it have a big effect on how much you're contributing to climate change, according to a study published Monday in the journal Nature Climate Change. That reminds me, I have to renew my subscription to Nature Climate Change. Actually, I definitely don't need to renew that subscription. I'm trying to cut subscriptions. Isn't it frustrating, too, when you get a charge in your credit card from something you forgot to cancel? Like a year ago. I hate auto-renew. I friggin' hate auto-renew. I try to turn off auto-renew every time I can. Sometimes I just forget. But I hate, it's the bane of my existence. Auto-renew is the worst. The other thing I hate is paper statements. I refuse to do paper statements. I want them to come in the mail. You know why? Because if you miss an email and you're late with a bill, they're not like, oh, sorry, we overwhelmed your email box. So I do paper statements and I turn off auto-renew. Ah, hell with that. Plus, if there's ever going to be a chance for you to save money, auto-renew negates that fact. So the best thing to do is to set it to cancel, and then they'll try to give you, they might try to take that off and then, you know, give you a little vig, a little cheddar cheese to stay with them. But anyway, for the first time, researchers calculated the planet warming pollution emitted from raising the beef, pork, and chicken Americans eat. Their carbon, oh gosh, I hate to eat, I'm ashamed to even say this. Their carbon hoofprint for nearly every town and city in the country. Due to data availability, their model excluded Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico from the analysis. Across the country, eating beef is the biggest contributor to harmful pollutants, but it's not as simple as that. Its origins matter. Eating a steak or burger in Milwaukee, where the meat comes from a nearby dairy cow, generates fewer emissions than in Oklahoma City, where beef tends to come from feedlots. Some cattle operators near McAllen, Texas, store cow manure in open lagoons that release methane, a potent greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere. Cow poop. I told you the left hates cows. Remember the time Kamala Harris said she wanted to ban eating cheeseburgers? Remember that? And grazing cattle in Kansas and Nebraska generate more emissions than other livestock, since it takes them longer to gain weight compared with those raised in feedlots. Huh? Joshua Newell, one of the paper's co-authors and a professor of environment and sustainability at the University of Michigan. Well, it's the Big Ten for you. Helped coin the term hoofprint more than 15 years ago when he was a postdoctoral student at the University of Southern California. The goal, he said, was bringing food into the discussion about what makes a city sustainable, to expand the conversation on reducing carbon emissions. Many Americans are likely to keep eating meat, even though beef has become more expensive in recent months. You notice how this is coming also as Secretary Kennedy is about to announce that saturated fat is not the harm that everybody thought it was, and the government was pushing that lie on us for years. The new study offers a roadmap to determining your diet's climate impact, including what you can do if you live in a place where it has a greater environmental toll. Where are hoof prints the largest? I'm so stupid. This is so dumb. They want us eating bugs. No, they do. They want us eating bugs. What's the bug print? When we start eating bugs, what is the just out of curiosity, what is the bug print? I want to ask that question. Can we ask that question? Can we have a legitimate conversation about the bug print? I'd like to know. I'm just saying. I think we'd all like to know. Researchers model pollutants released at every step of the supply chain, from what it takes to get feed to the animals to the climate impact of raising and butchering them. This allowed them to estimate the hoofprints of more than 3,000 towns and cities. What is my city's carbon hoofprint? People in Washington, D.C. emit 931 kgCOO equivalent. I don't know what the hell, kilograms of carbon dioxide per year on average, when eating 176 pounds of meat per capita. Meat consumption is above the national average. This is why college is stupid. Really, this is, you're paying this professor's salary. You know, so you send your kids to Michigan, you think, all right, we're going to just get to watch some football. But you're paying this professor's ridiculous salary. I don't know what this guy makes, and I'm too carbon footprinted out to look it up, but I'm sure it's a lot. On average, 73% of every city's hoofprint comes down to beef. I told you, the left wants to ban beef, or at least make a meat tax. You know, they want a meat tax on everything. Not only is it more popular, producing beef generates far more planet-warming pollution compared with raising hogs and chickens. However, raising cattle in feedlots can be more energy efficient, despite its other environmental and ethical costs. And the type of feed a farm uses and how it manages waste can tip those cows' emissions the other way. Tip the cows' emissions, cow tipping. You ever go cow tipping? I don't recommend it. It's not nice. The distance the cattle feed is transported, as well as how far cows travel to be slaughtered, also matters, since this can span thousands of miles. However, transportation is a small footprint of the hoofprint. I want to punch this guy in the face. I do. I know we're not supposed to talk political violence, but I'm just saying. Mario Herrero, who directs the Food Systems and Global Change at Cornell University. This is why college is a joke. He directs the Food Systems and Global Change at Cornell University, an interdisciplinary group of academics and entrepreneurs working on sustainable food systems, and who was not involved in the study, said it was significant that it found some cities' meat consumption was three times as high as others. Ben Goldstein, one of the study's authors and an assistant professor of environmental and sustainability at the University of Michigan, said in an interview that when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions, beef is still the main culprit. Now, Mary Thomas Hart, the chief counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said the findings on emissions differences along the beef supply chain were not surprising. She stressed that compared with other countries, the United States has the lowest emissions intensity per pound of beef, citing efforts to lower greenhouse gases through improved grazing and feed management. You don't have to cut out any single meat to have really significant shifts in your hoof print, she said, adding that just swapping half of the beef you eat for other protein can move the needle. The researchers modeled impacts to emissions from simple lifestyle changes that can add up to a 51% drop in one's hoof print. The average American eats 5 servings of beef a week. So you can still have 2 burgers a week. And you can be okay. I would eat a burger every day if I could. I would do that. This is just stupid and silly. You know what it is? It's stupid and it's silly. And it's because the left is now pushing back that you have a carnivore as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a carnivore. He does the carnivore diet. He eats beef. He loves beef. He loves to eat it. And I love it. But that's what that if you're wondering what this is all about, that's what this is all about. It's all about that. It's pushing back on that. The White House renovations are underway. The left keeps melting down about the renovations that are going on at the White House. As you can imagine, the meltdown over this is absolutely insane. It's just clearly nuts, but they have to find something that they have to melt out about. It's just, you know, but when the ballroom is open one day in the future, it'll be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
The president has been incredibly transparent. I would reject any notion otherwise when it comes to this ballroom project. It's something he personally has obviously taken an interest into and has talked with all of you in this room many times about. You have seen the model in the Oval Office. Last night he showed that for you. But when this plan was presented and when these renderings, as soon as they were complete, the president directed me to come out here and to share them with all of you. I did an entire opening remarks about what this ballroom project was going to look like. With any construction project, there are changes over time as you assess what the project is going to look like, and we'll continue to keep you apprised of all of those changes. But just trust the process. This is going to be a magnificent addition to the White House.
It will be. And then everybody's going to freaking relax, and they're only freaking out because it's Trump. The bottom line is that, let's face it, you know that and I know that. That's what this is all about. They're freaking out because it's Trump doing it, and that's it. All right, have a great rest of your night tonight. Enjoy it. And Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Matt Rooney will be in for me tomorrow, but I will see you a week from tomorrow in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May for our Halloween spectacular. Have a great night.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.